We're stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Apologize for that unmuting of the mic a little bit early, but that's what I do to get the throat ready. Big shout out. I want to wrap up this story real quick about these data centers. One of the concerns people have is the noise. The loud noises that come. The other concern is the water issue. Addressing concerns that hyperscale data centers suck up everybody's energy. Well, the CRC noted that in their report, these buildings hook up directly to large transmission lines, which can be a hassle for grid managers to try to balance their generational loads. However, that does not impact regular people. As far as concerns about the data centers sucking up local water supplies, Dennis, the author of this report, says data centers now are using a closed-loop system that uses as much water as basically a city office building. Cooling fluids used by the chilled water are trucked off-site as hazardous waste once the cooling fluids have lost their full cooling capacities. They are exchanged. Dennis couldn't find one verified instance where a data center caused any water pollution. The water itself is recycled back into the ground. Question: What happens if the data center is determined that it is not needed in the future? Especially this one being built down in Saline. Well, the township can use a $10 million bond to turn the open AI data center back into its greenfield, which is where the site sits, which had been abandoned for 5 years. Dennis says he finds this very unlikely that it's going to happen, based on the use of data, cryptocurrency, and other technologies that are coming. He said every data center is different and is used for different purposes. But in general, the positives outweigh the negatives. There could be specific sites where the opposite could be true. However, I think each case needs to be evaluated case-by-case basis. The other two downsides that he points to in the report, noise pollution. And also another unique thing coming out, a thing known as heat islands. Noise pollution was a problem because the decibels are measured, don't fall into regulated portions of noise. It's regulated by local and state government. Noise regulated are unique to each data center and the geographical topography of each location. Dennis said in his report, the noise produced by most data centers are just below 60 hertz. When the sound studies are done, the noise emitted ends up being weighted noise and doesn't end up violating very many local noise ordinances. However, if you live next door, you might not be able to sleep at night. You might end up having to move. Because the noise is the noise, and there's nothing that can be changed unless they put up landscaping barriers or concrete walls. You want to deal with the noise, or do you want to look at a wall? However, this isn't a reason for the public to panic or pass laws prohibiting data centers. It is possible these sites can be designed in such a way to reverse the adverse impact from noise. It may take a bit of effort, it may take some money, but it can be done. The last concern, and I honestly have never even heard of this one, was dealing with a thing called heat islands. With emerging research showing that data centers can have a heating effect on the local area around them. Temperatures that can be anywhere from a degree to 1.5 degrees higher than the surrounding area. He said when the servers are turned on, it can actually go up as much as 3 to 4 degrees. This is emerging research. And we have to look at what this temperature changes would do to the environment. Is it going to affect trees? Is it going to affect birds? Is it going to affect bees? These are all questions that we have to look at and haven't had the research done just yet. But more and more research is coming out, and it's something that should not be dismissed. Well, another coalition, Michigan for Responsible Data Centers Coalition, welcomed the release of this report from the CRC, but said that the core message was nuanced. While it's not an economic panacea, as claimed by its supporters, it wasn't a massive environmental threat claimed by the opponents. Michigan Chamber of Commerce CEO Jim Holcomb said, "We appreciate the CRC's thoughtful examination of data center development in our state. The report reinforces a crucial point. Michigan already has a strong foundation in this technology." Holcomb, speaking on behalf of the coalition, said that there would be policy proposals that they would have drawn up by their public sector consultants, that they will also reach out to the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, as well as the business leaders for Michigan. One of the consultants that they plan to hire is Jeffrey Jaros. He's the CEO of NTH Consulting. With regards to noise control and how they could figure out a way to design future data centers, keeping the sound barrier, walls, landscaping could be the best policy. That's what I said. I'll give you a perfect example. For those of you that live downstate, are you guys familiar with 696? The little three-way bypass, the 96 Expressway, runs basically from Lake St. Clair, St. Clair, all the way across to I-75. 696 eventually splits, and you have to make a decision. Do you want to go north by northwest or south by southwest on 96? It comes to a fork in the road out there by Novi. 696. They ran it basically right through the heart of Macomb and Oakland counties, roughly around 11 mile road. Between parts of it is 11 mile road. Big, huge concrete walls built in panels. They dug the foundations, they poured the foundations, and they brought these in with cranes. And they put this panelized concrete walls up. The noise from the expressway hits those walls and goes straight up into the sky. Sound waves don't travel horizontally. They don't go across into the subdivision. And a lot of these subdivision folks, especially if you're down by the Detroit Zoo, Royal Oak area, to the south, different towns going along the way, Ferndale, Oak Park, whatever it is, the sound goes up. If you didn't have those big concrete panelized panels, the noise would be unbearable. You wouldn't even be able to sleep in those houses. That's exactly the technology. Another way to do it in rural areas like Saline and others, build these huge, huge sloping berms. I'm talking 40, 50, 60 feet tall. You bring in the dirt, you do the earth moving, you put it with trees at the top. Usually they use pine or other year-round needle trees, vegetation, and grass. And basically, you shoot the noise right over the subdivision that's right next door, emitting it up into the sky. So this is part of his analysis coming from this consultant. Gerald said in closing, if data center developers work together with communities, much of this mitigation can be done in the initial site review process at the local level. Whether it's cooling, whether it's noise, whether it's electricity, this all can be worked out at the local level. I feel local communities is the place where it has to be discussed and plans have to be approved. One size does not fit all. You don't want the state of Michigan at the state level permitting these projects, said Jaros. And I agree with them 100%. What works in Antrim County is not going to work in Emmett County. Petoskey, Sheboygan, Gaylord, they're all different. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People. The families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Hump Day Wednesday. Well, they're in Lansing today, and they're in Lansing tomorrow. While the governor is in Paris, France. Not going to be back probably until Monday. Governor attending a conference in Paris, France, to develop relationships with businesses to come to Michigan. Well, one thing she's not working on, the budget. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, has said previously, this budget is going to be done by me and the governor. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks is not going to be part of the negotiations or even the discussions. Well, in another short little statement, House Speaker Matt Hall said he is interested in pursuing legislation on data centers, a story we just talked about, that would ensure ratepayers would not be subsidizing massive energy demands for these artificial intelligence facilities and would require increased transparency on how these projects are going to be developed. Speaking after an event with the United States Energy Secretary Chris Wright at the Lansing's Board of Water and Light headquarters, Hall said data centers can be beneficial if the approval process and agreements are structured in a way so that these facilities can actually help lower electric rates instead of raising them. Exactly my idea. Paul went on to say the main thing for me about data centers is making sure the energy companies are not putting the cost of the data centers into the regular ratepayers. Instead, what should be happening is these data centers should be paying for even more energy than they're creating and thereby lowering our rates. Paul said he would support revisiting state energy laws to strengthen protections and ensuring that data centers bear the costs associated with their energy consumption. Well, one thing that he definitely criticized was the lack of transparency from Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration when it came to announcing these large economic development projects. They were very secretive. By the time the thing was announced, the communities were already against them. He said these developers should work more collaboratively with local communities, their neighbors, and focus on what's of major concern to them in fixing those concerns before simply announcing hosting such projects, forcing these developments into unwilling communities. We have to be forthright and address their concerns ahead of time. And no community should be forced into accepting these projects just because the governor wants them. Comments come as lawmakers continue debating the role of these large-scale data centers in Michigan and the effect of our economy and the potential impact of electric rates, noise, water, and local infrastructure, said Hall. So, yep, it is definitely going to be a hot topic. We'll have to wait and see where this goes. One of them that you have to understand is the next governor. Because the next governor is going to be in a little bit of a predicament. If it ends up being a Republican, and again, I'm voting for Perry Johnson in the August 4th primary. If it ends up being Perry Johnson, he's going to have to deal with Donald Trump, Chris Wright, his energy secretary. President wants to lead on AI. He does not want China to beat us on artificial intelligence. Where does AI get most of its information? Data centers. It's all connected, folks. So if we're going to go in this direction, if the president is pushing it for basically the next 2.5 years, the next governor gets sworn in January 1st, this upcoming year, January 27. 2 years, he'll have to be dealing with the president. And then, of course, the other argument is this. If we don't embrace this technology in Michigan, other states will. Well, those against the data centers say, good, let the other states deal with the higher electric bills and the noise and all of that. But it doesn't help our local supply chains unless you have the data centers quickly, easily, close by, accessible for your local grid of technology. Tapping into the data in a much local area basis, direct Ethernet cables, whatever, much faster than doing it through the internet. But it can be done. We'll continue to follow this debate. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My